可可网友们大家好，欢迎和 Rose 一起听故事学英语。有些人安于别人赋予自己的角色，有些人却宁可流血流汗只为自己向往的位置。 Christina 就是这样的一个女孩，这种执着也使得她最终成为西班牙的第一个女斗牛士。When Christina was a little girl, she loved to watch her father fight bulls. She knew that bullfighting was a dangerous profession, and she knew that there were no women bullfighters in Spain. But still, she wanted to become a matador to follow in her father's footsteps. Her father was totally opposed to her future plans.But Christina insisted. I didn't want the role of a traditional woman, she says. Finally, her father changed his mind and gave in. He saw that Christina had bullfighting in her blood. He gave her the green light to attend the most famous school in Spain to learn the ropes of bullfighting. And then he became her trainer.Now, Christina is a star in her country. As the first female matador, she is always in the public eye. But it hasn't been smooth sailing for her. She has been hurt 3 times by bulls. Also, many people are angry about her participation in the sport. When I hear insults from the crowd, says Christina, it makes me try harder.I want those people to eat their words. 这算是一个小励志故事了。尽管知道斗牛是危险的，是从没有女人涉足过的职业，小 Christina 依然想要 follow in her father's footsteps, 步父亲的后尘，成为一名职业斗牛士。对此，父亲 was totally opposed to. Be opposed to something.意思就是 disagree strongly with a plan or an idea, 强烈的反对某个观点。再比如， Most Americans would, I suspect, be opposed to this proposal. 我猜大多数美国人都会反对这个提案。然而 Christina 非常坚决。最后呢，父亲不得不承认 Christina had bullfighting in her blood.In one's blood, 意思就是 in one's personality or character, 也就是天生的，血液中就带有的。再比如 acting runs in their blood, 演戏是他们家族遗传的天分。承认了这一点，父亲 gave her the green light to attend the most famous school in Spain to learn the ropes of bullfighting.那么这一句呢，我们首先来看一下 give the green light to。 这个短语的意思就是 give someone permission to do or start something， 也就是允许某人做某事，允许某人开始做某事。这个用法和汉语中我们常说的开绿灯有相似之处。再来看去西班牙最好的学校， Christina 是要学什么呢？Learn the ropes of bullfighting. 这里 learn the ropes of 可不是学习什么绳子，而是 learn how to do something， 摸到门道的意思。再比如 ，When you go to a new school, it takes a while to learn the ropes. 你要去一所新学校，得过一段时间才能熟悉那里的人和环境。虽然父亲同意 Christina 的决定。然而这个世界上不会有真正的 smooth sailing， 字面意思为平稳的航行，也就是没有什么事情会永远 easy and without problems， 没有任何问题，没有任何阻碍的。除了三次受伤，还有很多人，特别是同行们，对他的加入非常不满，有些人甚至在他上场的时候辱骂他。不过对于 Christina 来说，这些辱骂恰恰成为她不断努力的动力。她要用实力让骂她的人 eat their words。 通过上下文的意思，大家可以判断出 eat one's words 意思就是 admit that what one said is wrong， 让某人承认自己所说的是错误的，也就是收回某人所说的话的意思。再比如 I never expect him to win but he did， I have to eat my words， 我真没想到他会赢，可他真的赢了，我得收回说出的话了。好了，今天的故事就到这里吧，我们下期布朗加分口语再见。